Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Janus.
That would be a little weird.
She finished second place in a beauty contest.
Who got first?
Boardwalk.
Who got first for that?
A German Shepherd shaved in.
Oh, my God.
That's one of the all-time best lines. You Sopranos, you go too far.
Bobby has never been more incensed in his life.
He was so mad. It was great. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Some poor guy's driving his kids to school right now. I heard that. Sorry. I might put a disclaimer.
I think people know at this point.
Yeah. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out, you want to go grab you a great steak. Man, we've got so many great steakhouses in the state of Mississippi. You can't drive too far without finding one. Wherever you go in Mississippi, a fantastic steak dinner is not too far away. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and I know that you are looking for it. You need new gear, they've got it at College Corner. All the new logos, all the best name brands, everything you need for your house, your car, your tailgate, whatever it is, maroon and white. Check them out at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. We love to go to Restaurant Tyler. Robbie and I love to grab lunch there. We like to eat dinner there. We've only had Sunday brunch together once. We need to do that again sometime.
I'm not about this always weekend. Getting up.
Maybe not this weekend, but soon. We need to do that. Because I'm not a huge brunch guy, but the one at Restaurant Tyler, you can convince me to go to that one.
I love a good brunch.
You're much more of a bruncher than I am.
Yeah, because you can mix in the breakfast aspect of it, but also it's a little more hearty than like a regular breakfast. Right. I feel like
I'm more of a brinner. I want that breakfast dinner kind of guy.
I do enjoy that every now and then.
It's fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you know me, if you send me a text on a Sunday and be like you want to go get, I'll always say yes.
So, oh yeah.
So
you're down like eater.
I'm DTE. I'm down to eat at all times. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's a battle I constantly fight. I always lose though when I go to Restaurant Tyler. I always lose that battle. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest in and manage your money, they're going to show you how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need a bank that's providing a different kind of service, a different level of service, a bank that knows you as well as you know it knows your money. That bank is Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Now I'm just going to read the ads like four more times. So because that's what we do here at Mississippi State. We just keep doing the same damn thing over and over again and just hope that it changes. That's all we do.
Do you remember whenever, we were younger and they would show the reruns of like all the old shows?
Yeah.
And so like it would be like Saved by the Bell or
that is something like that young kids don't know about is a rerun.
The reruns. Yes. And you'd be excited to turn on the TV and watch a rerun, and it was that episode that you just didn't like.
Yeah.
and you just had to suffer through it. That's kind of how
Yeah.
I feel with this, except for it's on an endless loop, and we're forced to watch every single second of it. I'm having to watch, you know, every second of Jesse taking those speed pills or whatever that she had to take to get ready for her test. That's what I'm having to watch every single Mississippi State game. I stayed up and watched that game. I did not go to this game, as you know. I just want to clarify that so nobody gets upset about pretending I was at the game or whatever. I don't do that. But thank God I did not go to this game, because I can't imagine how miserable I would have been sitting in that press box, being able to see two-thirds of the field and watch Mississippi State blow a multiple-run lead twice in this ball game and lose and walk off of fashion the way that they did. This was just another game that reaffirms our belief that Mississippi State is a team that finds ways to lose in every fashion and every way possible. And it was yet again another frustrating loss, another game that Mississippi State could have avoided losing, but they didn't. And bad teams find ways to lose. Mississippi State is a bad team. Here we are again. I don't know what else to say. A lot of people want us to go scorched earth. I don't know what else we can do here. I really don't. We've talked about this ad nauseum. We've talked about the bad coaching, yet people continue to say that we're not being harsh enough. I don't know what else to say other than Mississippi State has a coaching problem. They have a baseball problem right now, and I don't know what else people want to hear from us specifically, because we've talked about it all, and it's just the bad rerun of Saved by the Bell, or what we're watching the bad reruns of Saved by the Bell every single week, and that's where we are right now. So
this is what bothers me. After, you know, this past weekend, it was these two. They bring in these two relievers who immediately show you they don't have it. They don't have it, and instead you just leave them out there, and they both get shelled, and you lose those games. Tuesday night, you get a great relief performance from Ryan McPherson. Absolute fantastic work by him. And then you go into the ninth in a game that you need to win, because you need quality wins. Your resume sucks right now. You need to be 3-1 this week. And I don't think you're sweeping Auburn, so you need to get this game. You're up two. And on top of everything else, it'll just make your fans happy for 5 damn minutes of their life, of this miserable athletic year that Mississippi State is having, just to make them happy for 5 minutes. We beat Ole Miss. And he gives up a hit. And any other baseball coach in America is like, go get him. Bring in – who's our closer? And I don't care that he pitched last weekend. And I don't care that we're going to need him to pitch this weekend. I need to win this game. But they leave him out there, and he serves up a home run. And then in the 10th, the story of state season, wild pitch, and a single turns into a triple, and that's the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when you can't block up a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, this is a problem with Ross Highfield. He's had 11 pass balls this year, leads the SEC.
Yeah.
And they just continue to kind of put him out there in those situations. And then a key situation right there, you're bouncing a breaking ball that he can't keep in front of him enough to keep the guy from getting the second and then third.
Yeah.
And you get a two-out base hit.
And it's kind of funny. The opposite happened to him when he was on the base paths, where a ball gets away, but it bounces right back to Smithwick. And Highfield or Cheeseboro, whoever, doesn't have the awareness, and he tries to take off, and Smithwick just bounced right back to him. He throws him out. And that has been the story of State's season, is mental errors and actual errors. State had some opportunities, you know, to add to that 7-5 lead and put some insurance runs on the board and couldn't do it. And you end up losing the game. And, you know, they're not going to the postseason. Let's just be honest with it. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I've danced around that. Like, well, if they do this, I'm done dancing. All right. They're not going to the postseason, right? You're not going to convince me this team is going to win 7 of its last 12 games. I just refuse to believe that. They're going to lose 2 this weekend, probably. They'll lose 2 to Ole Miss. They'll lose 2 to Kentucky. They'll probably They might sweep Missouri. They'll start. I would think they'll win the series, but it's just not going to be enough. And
Even if it is,
we've been having this debate, right? Of, there are some people who are like, oh, well, Mississippi State has technically only hosted this many times. So, if your expectation is to host every year, that's a bit much. That's a little ridiculous. Okay. You know what? I'll let you have that one. I'll let you have it. Are you going to tell me that it's ridiculous for Mississippi State to miss the postseason entirely 3 out of 4 years? Because now I don't want to hear any more from you at that point. If you're going to sit there and try to tell me that this is acceptable, that never mind not hosting, never mind that, even though I think that should be Mississippi State's, close to the floor, is being in the hosting discussion at
it's
least.
been like a discussion most
Yeah, I mean,
years.
you're not going to host every year, but you should go into Selection Sunday every year saying we got a chance to host. There are going to be some years where you're obviously going to host, but the down year should be, now they got a chance to host. Instead, it's going to be you're going to miss the postseason entirely. And the only reason you're going to go to Hoover is because they're going to take everybody this year.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable.
The thing
That
that
cannot
bothers
continue.
me, about those people that you talk about, those are the people that tell you that Mississippi State is a baseball school. Those are the people that their favorite sport at Mississippi State is baseball. They consider Mississippi State, they tell people out of one side of their mouth, Mississippi State's the greatest, one of the greatest baseball programs in America, has the best fans, has the best atmosphere, things like that. And then they will stoop down to that level and tell you, well, they haven't hosted that much. Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. If you're going to tell me that Mississippi State is an elite baseball program, that they have the best fan base, they have some of the best resources in college baseball, why are they not hosting more? That's not an excuse for me. That shouldn't be acceptable, especially if you're a person that considers Mississippi State baseball the sport at Mississippi State. And I mean that's just the fact of the matter. If you're going to hold Mississippi State in that regard, you should hold them to a higher standard than missing postseason 3 of the last 4 years. And we've said it over and over. When you win that national championship in 2021, everything that happened before doesn't really matter anymore. You have now set the standard. Mississippi State is a national championship caliber program. They've actually won a national championship. That was the one thing eluding this program in the history of it and the tradition that it's built over the years. The one thing that they said they couldn't kind of hold up and be proud of is the fact they hadn't won a national championship, and they did. So you've won a national championship, and you've followed it up now. This is about to be 3 years out of 4 with a losing conference record and missing the postseason altogether. That is just flat out embarrassing. And every loss this team has is embarrassing. They lose in embarrassing fashion every single time. It's never just the team's better than them, or they just made more plays, which is what is presented post game. That's just a good team over there. They just made plays and we didn't. Well, what we're seeing is the bullpen giving up 11 runs, having a 3-run lead and blowing it, having a multiple run lead two inning or two times in the ball game and blowing it both times, losing a ball game by one run, getting run ruled at your own stadium. That stuff is embarrassing. That shouldn't happen at Mississippi State as much as it does, but it has. They've been run ruled double digit times in the last 4 years, and a lot of those have come at home. That is embarrassing. You should hold yourself to a higher standard than this. And just to continue to sit here and watch it's just embarrassing. Mississippi State's kind of becoming a laughing stock from teams, especially from Ole Miss. The whole athletic department is becoming a laughing stock right now. So, that's just where things are. Like, this thing is just a mess, and somebody has got to clean it up. And you got to get people excited again, too, because people are just right now just becoming apathetic. It's being seen across the board in sports, and something has got to happen to change this. But I don't know when that will happen, who will do it, or what. But it's got to happen at this point.
Now that we've said this team will not make the postseason on this program, they will absolutely 100% make the postseason. Did we do that? Did
We'll
we?
be we will be happy to be the ones that made that happen by speaking it into existence. And I'll
I
be
just.
happy to have this whole thing clipped. If State somehow turns it around and makes it to
Put it in the
Omaha,
highlight video, guys. We
flip
don't
it,
care.
baby. We'll finally be justified in making a highlight.
They last night, people are going to say, well, you're overreacting because it's Ole Miss. And that's not the case. I mean, the way that the team has lost three of its last four games is just negligence. It's almost like they went to two extremes. As I mentioned on Friday last week, Stone Simmons, you could tell by the second batter, like, got to get him out. And they leave him in there and he gets shelled. Same with Nate Williams on Saturday. And so they went the opposite route this way. They were like, no, leave him in. He'll be fine. He's gotten us this far. He's been good. And it's like, just pull the trigger. It's the top of the ninth. You need three outs to get a big win. A win that, you don't have a lot of on your resume. A win that will give you some momentum going into the weekend that you need. And he just squandered it. And
And I feel like, you have to have a better feel there. This is you're kind of like in the meat of the order. You have some big bats there. They've already seen Ryan McPherson for almost 3.5 innings. And I thought he pitched really well. He made a
He was
mistake there.
great. So bring
And
in your closer. It's the
yeah,
ninth inning.
bring in you're bringing in Luke Dotson right there, who's a lefty, who's been pretty good late in ball games. I think he would have got them through the ninth. He gave up a hit, and then another hit in the 10th inning, but he
But that
almost
should
got
have
him out
been
of
a
that
two
too.
singles. They should have had first and second. The guy should not have been on third base.
But they shouldn't even been there. If you bring in Luke Dotson right there, I feel really good about Mississippi State's chances of getting out of there with a win, because you change the arm, you go from right to left. You make that offense adjust, just like they had to adjust to Ryan McPherson coming into the ball game after Jacob Pruitt. And for whatever reason, they try to ride a guy like that to try to save innings or something. I don't understand it. This guy's Luke Dotson was probably going to throw at most 20 pitches that inning. He would be ready by Friday. You'd be ready to pitch him again. So I don't know what the thinking is there. I'm not putting the freshman in that situation to pitch into a fourth inning, which was, I can't remember where the lineup was. That was two and a half, at least 2.5 times through the order, I would imagine. And he, you see a guy longer than one time through the order, it becomes easier to pick up. And I think that's what happened right there. He hung one in there, and it was absolutely smoked out of the yard. And that's a tough place to hit home runs. So it's just I just don't understand it. But this is the things we were told about Justin Parker when he took the job, is that he can be a guy that sticks with a guy a little too long, leaves him in after they probably should have been taken out. And we've seen that a lot this year. It's just happened a lot, but it's the Mississippi State thing. Like, if it's not pitching, it's hitting. If it's not hitting, it's defense. And sometimes it's all of it. It's just there's something shows up every single game that is poor, whether it be fielding that ground ball, Ace Reese letting one just go right by him on a ground ball that would have ended the inning, allowed another run to score. You have the base path error from Ross Highfield. You have balls not being blocked up properly. Pitching or whatever. It's just coaching, man. Like they're just not a well coached team, and they haven't been a well coached team for 4 years. I don't know what happened, but they just haven't. And I mean, the statistics and the eyeballs back it up. If you can look at this team the last 4 years and say they're well coached, they're just not executing, then explain to me what you're seeing, because I don't see it. Because right now, this is a team that doesn't do anything really well, not a single thing. You can't name me a single thing that this team does well other than be very inconsistent and fundamentally bad.
That's just everything we just said is the truth. I hate it. I don't want that. I don't want that. I would much rather be on here talking about how State is cruising towards a host spot. But guys, this can't go on like this. I know that was the theme of our podcast. I think after the LSU series, we talked. I think that was actually the title. Like, Mississippi State baseball cannot go on like this. They got a little false hope in there. Beating South Carolina's not very good, right? You shouldn't take too much away from that. Beating Alabama gave you the ideas like, okay, maybe they can turn it around a little bit. Maybe they can figure it out. But now, that Florida series loss is just a killer. It was funny looking at the D1 baseball projections for the brackets yesterday, and Florida's in there, and Mississippi State is not. Whereas Mississippi State would be comfortably in right now if they had just won that series against Florida. Didn't have to sweep, just had to win, and couldn't do that. And, three straight games where you've had a lead in the late innings, or not three straight games, I guess, but three out of four. And even in the Florida game, they cut it to one in that Sunday game. And
the
then
offense State, willed them to that.
The offense got the win there. So State's relief pitching has just, there's a full two. I don't know if you know this or not. There's a full 2 run per game difference in ERA from conference to overall. Like, State's overall ERA is 4.18, and you're like, oh, that's actually pretty good. That's a good ERA. And in conference, it's six. It's 6.06. So, I mean, you see what's happening there. So they got to figure that out. And unfortunately, I don't think they're going to. I think we're looking at another season without postseason baseball here at Mississippi State, which honestly, when that stadium opened, I never could have imagined. I never could have imagined that we would go three out of 4 years. Or I'm sorry, four straight years with no baseball here past the last SEC series and no postseason for Mississippi State. I never could have guessed that. If you had told me that, think about the podcast we did the day of the national, State wins the national title. We recorded that night. And I want you to think, like, future Brian walks in and goes, by the way, guys, in the next 4 years, State will not return to Omaha, will not be in a super regional, will not host a regional, and will miss the postseason three out of the next 4 years. I would have thought I was on drugs, thought I was hallucinating, but that guy would have been exactly correct. And that's an unbelievable fall for a program that, we thought was about to take its place among the nation's elite. How's everybody doing out there? Let's move to the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you were looking for. If you're, if you're not having a great day, nothing will make you feel better than a plate of pork rind nachos. Come on, Robbie, do the voice. It'll make you feel better.
I'm just not into it right now.
Come on,
I just can't. I just
Robbie.
Can't.
Come on, Robbie. One more. Come on. Okay. All right. Maybe if you had some pork rind nachos, you'd be in a better mood.
It would cheer me up. There's no doubt about it.
So, if you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the older brother, a fancy sandwich. We're going next. I want to go to the older brother next week so I can get that Philly cheesesteak, Robbie. You got to make sure I eat that, though. Like, if you hear the word croak coming out of my mouth, just grab me and be like, no.
I will hold you to it.
All right. Go check them out in the Cotton District. Great product. Oh, God, here we go. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. God, couldn't even hear it. It's too close to the speaker. Doesn't matter. You know what he said. When you need a new copier, a new printer, any kind of business technology, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. And if you, see, it's late in the game. I'm blowing it here. I'm really, really trying to emulate things here. If you need new technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call, new copier, new printer. And then when something goes wrong, and these are machines, inevitably something will, you know that you can call the same people who made you the sale. Not a new number, not a new person, not a call center that's going to put you on hold for 45 minutes. It's one Mississippi business doing business with another one. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Next time you're here in Starkville, make sure you've got a trip to Maroon & Co. on the agenda. Next time you're going to a game, a stop at Maroon & Co. is a must to grab a new polo, new pullover, new t-shirt, new hat, something new, something maroon, something white. Get it at Maroon & Co. and use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off all regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Robbie, what moment of the Sam Walters era stands out for you here at Mississippi State? So many to choose from.
I mean, I don't want to be biased here. So I don't really want to come at you with the same thing. There's a lot of great moments from the Sam Walters era, like when On3 Recruits tweeted out a graphic about him committing. That was a great moment.
Great, great.
You know what? That's about it.
That was the end of the Sam Walters era.
The end of an era.
we really got to redefine what errors are these days. So Sam Walters didn't even get back in the portal, just went straight to SMU. Talking to some sources around Mississippi State, it was basically a case of he thought he was going to be the starting four. Mississippi State signs a chore, and he was like, oh, no, and decided to go somewhere else. Didn't want to be a depth piece or battle it out. I mean, I would go out on a limb and say that of this current roster, there's probably only one guy that Chris Jans would tell straight to his face, yeah, you're going to be a starter. And that guy's name rhymes with Mosh Bubbard. I don't know who else he would tell, hey, you're going to be a starter to. I think everybody else would have to compete. So State back in the market for another four. Obviously, still in the market for a guard. And then there may be a best available kind of guy. If they can find a guy who could play like 2-3-4. I don't think they're looking for another big man. I don't think they're looking for a true point guard. A combo guard would be best. But Portal's wrapped up, right? It's closed up, right? It's who's in is in, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. You know this. Sometimes it takes 24 to 48 hours.
Right. Yeah, there are people who have already. Yeah, exactly. There are people
who put their paperwork in. We're still going to see some people announce that they're entering or whatever. But as far as entering, you cannot do it today or moving forward.
So I would expect to see some movement on that end for Mississippi State. In football, I got to give some credit here to Phil Loadholt. He's getting some guys to visit. Now, I don't know if Cash Cleveland's actually going to show up. It'll be very tough to survive this visit to Texas Tech because they're splashing around oil money out there on NIL. But if they can get him here, so be it. But getting Blake Steen in here, getting TJ Cleveland in here from Florida State, these are guys who have, at the very minimum, have played power conference football and can at least give you some competition in these spots. And that's something to be excited about. And then signs of life from Corey Bell, a potential, not only a cornerback visitor, but a good one. One of the top guys in the portal maybe coming to Mississippi State. How shocking is that, Robbie?
Well, I got to see him on campus first.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And I think he's taking a visit to Florida State on Thursday.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the telltale because that is a home state school for him. I believe he's from Florida.
Yeah.
So getting him
here. Jeremiah Wilson, the name, from Houston.
Yeah, getting him here this weekend would be huge. I think anytime you get a guy in on a visit and – at this point, like, you don't really have to get players in on visits to lock them down. Like, we've seen that with basketball, but it does help. It doesn't hurt you at all to get them here. So it would be nice for State to survive that visit, just like with Cash Cleveland. I have my doubts, but we'll see what happens there. I think the big news is State is actively working to try to improve their roster. And I just wrote about this on 3 about Jeff Levy and kind of their pursuit for these offensive linemen. They have a lot of bodies there, and they have some guys that could grow into really good players, but he knows that they have to be significantly better to run the offense he wants to run. And I like that. I like the fact that he's not just going to sit there with what he has and accept what he has. He wants to go out there and get better. And a lot of these offensive linemen that he's recruiting right now, he and Phil Loadholt, are pretty much the best available linemen. And whether or not there will be guys that can come in the SEC and be really good, I don't know. But I do think that they add significant depth to your unit because they're power four guys that have played a lot of football, that have the experience, that can come in and help you out there. So the biggest thing is you've got to get guys in here that can help you get better at each position. And you got to get more competition there. You can't have guys being content with where they're at. You need the more competition, the better. We talked about that the other day. And these guys help you. They make you a better team, I think. And I like the depth they're trying to build at tackle, that they're going to have some good interior guys as well. So landing some of these players will be really good. They just got Jaquan Bolden on Tuesday, a massive offensive lineman. We'll see if he's able to translate that. But I like the idea that they're going out there and trying to find better players to make this team better.
What I would say is, with this cornerback, this kid from Houston, this is the one, right? This is the one we've talked about it for a long time. Like, sometimes you just got to overpay. This is the guy that you have to throw a stupid offer at. Just be like, what did Florida State offer you? We will double that. You have to spend what you have to spend because you need a proven cornerback, and he gives you that. You need it. It's not a want. It's not a this would help. It's not about depth. It's like, I need somebody out there game one to be able to cover receivers. That guy gives you that. You're going to have to overpay. Just
Yeah, and
I can't get behind the idea that we're looking for value on that one.
I'm kind of surprised like they haven't been a little more active at corner. Like that hasn't even really been like a point of major concern for Lebby. And maybe they're seeing we didn't get to see spring, so maybe some guys have really stepped up. I don't know,
Maybe
but.
Dwight Lewis is what they expect. Maybe Kelly Jones took a big step forward, something like that.
I don't know, but I mean. I think you really need a guy like this to enter that room and just continue to make you a little better and a little deeper because you can't be thin in this league like they were last year. So I don't know. But that's the only guy that I've seen so far that State is truly kind of in the mix for it at corner. It would be huge to get him on campus and see what happens from there.
We will see. It's just it just feels like it's always an ex I don't know if excuse is the right word, but it's just always something, man. It's just never get them on campus, make a good offer, get them signed, move on with you. It's never that. It's always, well, we got to beat the yeah this and that, and there's oh, you forgot about this, and of course, when there's a relationship in against State, it always works, but when there's a relationship for State, it never works, and
Yeah.
it's crazy how that works, but that's kind of
Yeah.
where we are. All right, this was a very depressing podcast. I'm gonna go to Senatobia now. Hopefully, it'll be a
A
brighter
lot of
day.
them are right now.
Yeah. The off season will be here, and
Mississippi
we'll.
State is very depressing at this moment.
I don't think it is just a coincidence we're both wearing black, but oh well, it is what it is.
Might wear it more. Who knows? Try
All
my
right.
hand at the emo.
You just what are you listening to? All Time Low.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. Tonight will be yeah, okay.
It's
All
like
right.
when we went to Huntsville and I whispered to y'all that I thought emo was just a phase when the girl was walking past,
Yes, and
and
she heard you.
she turned around and said, "It's not just a phase."
That's right. That
I was like, "How did
was
she
really
even
fun.
know? How did she even hear that?" I
Yeah.
literally whispered it.
Well, yeah, she heard it.
And
All
I thought it was kind of a compliment.
right. Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.